Welcome to FM Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chal Daf Mem in the Oiz Vador edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting in Mudalef, four lines on the top. Rabbi Yoina Bai, Af Le'inyan Meiser Behimo Ken. We learned in our Mishnah that if you have Chal, two doughs of Chal, that each one of them is not enough to be Mitzchai of Chal, and in between these two doughs, attached to these two doughs, you have an additional dough, which is already nifresh. They already did have fresh challah. So that dough is not chayav challah anymore. But because it's associated with challah, because there was a chiyuv challah over here, it connects the two doughs together. So says the Gemara now, what about Maisa Behemu? And Maisa Behemu, we also find a similar concept. Maisa Behemu requires 10 animals. What happens if someone has 5 animals in one place and 5 animals in another location? If it is 10 tzayin meal, 60 meal in between them, they join together. If it's more than tzayin meal, it's too far and they don't join together. So it says the Gemara, Gemara the Temer Tamon, the same way we learned there. Hayu l'chamesh chiyu b'kfar chananyo, v'chamesh chiyu b'kfar banosni. These two kfarim, these two villages, are 32 meal from each other, double the amount, to join them together. But chamesh p'tur b'tziporim. In between these two kfarim, you have tziporim. So there you have 5 animals that are already potter from Maisa Behemu. So the shaila is, can I join the 5 in kfar chananyo and the 5 in kfar banoisni by having tziporim in between that will join it together? The same we learned when Gemara says there, because Gemara is quoting a sugyo in Maseches Bechayris, referring to our Mishnah. The same we learn by us. Do you say the same way by Chalo? You say that if you have a dough in between, so it joins together the two doughs on the side to have a chiyuv Chalo. So also here, the kfar tzipor in between, we have the animals that are potter Maisa Behemu. They should be able to connect the five behemoths on each side to put together 10 and chav Maisa Behemu. Says the Gemara, in Tamar, Shani, do you want to tell me it's different? According to Rav Chaim, the Gemara says, no, it's not different. Why is it not different? Chal Yoshi Kenoshuch, Vehen Shishoso Mil Kenoshuchu. Don't tell me there's any difference. The same by Chal, you're saying that the middle dough is Noshuch, meaning it's biting from both doughs in each side. Very similar is the case by Bechoyrus. Because by Bechoyrus, within 60 meals, is considered to be connected. So if I have here one village on one side, another village on another side, I have a village in the middle, and it's 60 out from each side, it's exactly like a noshuch by dough, because it to be connected to both sides. It says the Gemara, no. Matzinu chalo mehalocho, lo matzinu maaser behemo mehalocho. Halocho, when the Gemara refers you to halocho, means midirabonim. Chalo, we find many times, derabonim mechayev chalo. There's a chiyuv chalo midirabonim, we mentioned it many times throughout the Masechta. So says the Gemara, you could say over here that really, when you have a dough in the middle, it does not join the two chals with the raisa. It's only the rabbanon, mechayev it. But Maisa Behemu, there's no such thing as a chiyuv mid rabbanon, because the Maisa Behemu is a korban that goes to the mizbech. If it's not obligated mid raisa, you can't bring the korban to the mizbech. So therefore, don't bring a raya from chal to Maisa Behemu. Maybe Maisa Behemu does not join together because it has to be a chiyuv, which is a deraisa the chiyuv, and not only a rabbanon. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis, Kav Chodesh, Kav Yoshon, we learn the Mishnah, Machlokes Rabbonon and Rabbi Shmuel. Does the Kav Yoshon join the Kav Chodesh or not? Rabbi Rabbonon said no, and Rabbi Shmuel said yes. Says Gemara, Yoisom Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel said good. And why? Well, I have a right to Rabbi Shmuel. Kus min v'chitim shnei minimim. When I have spelt and wheat, as we learned earlier, the spelt does join together in order to be Chayav Nechal, even though it's two different kinds. And still, al yedei shumi damal, because they're similar, atoyim mitzaref, they still join together to be chayav nechalo. Chadash v'yoshon lekoshken. If I have new and old, which is the same type of grain, just one is from last year, one from this year, of course they join together to be chayav nechalo. L'chur b'shul makes sense. Amar avilo tamid de'abonon kusri mechitim shnei minim. Says the avilo, the reason rabbanon is spelt and wheat are two different meaning. Ve'im be'odun toyim loymar. But people will not mix up and say, oh, if you do one challah from the whole thing, so of course it's considered to be one mean, you can do trumas and maisers from one another, on the other. But chodesh yoshu mean echadu. Chodesh yoshu is the same type of grain. If you say you could do challah from both together, so you'll come to say you could do trumas and maisers from one another, and that's not true. And therefore, Rabbanan said, don't do challah from the same dough when it's chodesh and yoshu. Another quote from the Mishnah we have in Machlokes Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva: if you do challah on a kav, does it work or not? Rabbanan said that's not considered to be challah if it's less than the shear. And Rabbi Akiva says it is challah. So what's the Machlokes? So Rabbi Akiva midamel the peiros shaloi nigmu melachto. It's like a fruit in maisers that are not finished. You're only having maisers. The full chiyuv of a maisers is only comes once you finish the process of preparing the fruits. But if learning more malachtam, if it's not finished, so what's the din? Avor ve'ifrish mehem truma ariz a truma. So yes, you could do truma on fruits which is not 100% finished, as long as it got to the size of a third of its growth. V'rabbanim edamim lo letfut shloi v'yeshlish. Avor ve'ifrish mehem the gear of Reb Chaim over here is avor ve'ifrish mehem a truma in a truma. What happens if you have a grain, you have a produce which is less than a third, and you did truma, the truma doesn't work. So the Gemara says, what's the machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva? How do I treat challah, which is not yet 100% finished? Is it considered to be it didn't even reach a third? Or is it considered to be that it's already reached its stage of chiyuv, but the process is not finished? Rabbi Akiva says that it's considered to be it reached the stage of chiyuv, and if you did challah, it works. Rabbanan say that it's considered to be that there's no chiyuv at all. It says the Gemara, chazul oimai, einam doimu loy lepeh shloy gram melachtom, veloy letvua shloy v'yashrish. Say, well, no, that's wrong. To compare it, it's not a comparison. And the reason is, explains Reb Chaim, here, it is finished. The process is finished. It's just you don't have a shear. You have less flour than what you need. And obviously, you reach a shlish. So here, it really is not doimit to the case of fruits by trumas or maestros. Elo, what's a machlekes? Reb Akiva medamel Elohimir, I raise a trumo ala peirus elu lekeshi tolshu v'nitlashu. Person goes to fruits which are connected to the ground. And he says, I'm going to make chumo once these fruits are nitlash, once these fruits are disconnected from the ground. Then it works, because he's conditioning. I'm not doing the chumo until there's a chiyuv. So here, when Rabbi Akiva says, that we do challah on a kav, it works, because his mindset is that I'm doing challah, that if there will be more flour, the challah will work on it once it reaches the shear. Even though he did not get a shear yet, but he's doing it now on the condition that once it reaches the shear, there will be a challah, and that's why it works. Rabbanim edamim lo, Rabbanim compare it to, lohim ariz et trumo al peres ha'elu, and we're using the gusar of Chaim, peres ha'elu ha'mechubarim. He goes and says, I'm doing a trumo on something connected to the ground, without any conditions. So then, it doesn't work. You can't do trumo on mechubarim. So see, it's less, before it reaches the shear, there's no chiyuv challah. So meaning the machlek is according to the way the Gemara is explaining now. Machlek of Rabbanim Akiva is very, very small because they both agree that you cannot do challah when it's less than a shear. And they both agree that if you do challah in advance with a condition that it will work once you get the shear, it works. The shayla is if you didn't say the condition. Do you say that's what he means or not? Says the Gemara, I will buy Neymar, Madomar Rabbi Akiva, noite challah mikav challah mehalocha. Hamid v'artor yolor. So we wanted to say originally that maybe what Rabbi Akiva says, that Afrasha's challah works unless the kashir, is only derabanan. I mean, the rice really does not work. But now Rabbi Akiva says that once you do have a shear, once you join the kav or something else, so Rabbi Akiva says you're potter, you're not chayav anymore challah because you're already exempt because when you did challah before, chum say you still chayav. So you see, even with Vartoyra it worked. Because if it does not work with Vartoyra, Midrash doesn't work according to Rabbi Akiva. So then Rabbi Akiva would require to do another challah. So you see, it works even with Midrash. So you have to come and say, as the Gemara explained, that the reason it works with Midrash is considered to be that he did it on condition that the challah will happen once it reaches the shear. Continues the Gemara of Mimal from Dalef and brings the gears to the end of our Mishnah. Mishnah ends and says, Nimsa Chumroi Kuloi. The chumra that we have in the beginning gives him a kula later. Is tani, some have the girso, tani kuloi chumra. Nimsa that the kula in the beginning is a chumra in the end. Ma doma chumra kula Rabbi Akiva, kula chumra rabbanan. So explain to Gemara, what does it mean? Kula Rabbi Akiva, then in the beginning when he does the fashas chala, it's chal, that's called a chumra. Because this, whatever he did chala, has a chiyuv chala, and he can't eat it. He has to give it to the kohen. That turns out to be a kula later, once he made a bigger shear, he's not obligated to do chala anymore. And according to Rabbanan, right now it's a kula. The challah that he did is not a challah, and he can eat it. It's a chumr from in the end. And once he has more of a shear, he has to do another afreshes challah. And that's the end of the Mishnah, explaining that Rabbi Kiva, Rabbanan, go lishtosam. According to Rabbi Kiva, the challah, unless kashir, works. So then there's no requirement to do challah later. And according to Rabbanan, the challah, unless kashir, does not work. So there is a requirement to do challah later, once he does have kashir. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi challah, daf mem.